question tonight, is flying about to become even more difficult?
One on the right, one on the left, please.
As millions of Americans get set to travel over Memorial Day weekend.
You're here 3 hours before your flight, just in case.
Yeah.
The TSA is under fire for those epic lines, waits up to 3 hours. But tonight, passengers are more forgiving.
You know that you got to wait in line for a while.
Just try to not get frustrated, upset, know people are doing their jobs.
I mean, I'd much rather that they're careful and do the necessary checks than something happens.
And tonight, some individual airports like Los Angeles International are stepping up their police presence in response to Egypt Air. But the TSA says their screening is not changing. They were already operating with tightened security following that embarrassing breakdown last year when screeners who were tested by undercover agents failed to detect mock explosives, weapons, or other banned items 95% of the time.
And Mary Bruce is with us live tonight from Newark Airport. And Mary, what should we tell folks at home who plan on traveling in the coming weeks? These lines are here to stay.
Bottom line, David, these lines aren't going anywhere. Now, the TSA has implemented new screening measures after those failed tests, but they are also dealing with more travelers and fewer agents. Now, one thing you can do is sign up for that TSA pre-check, but otherwise, for now, all you can do is wait.